this morning about calling out one of your friends for being a crazy. As we have discovered, SantasDeb.com, created by some complete lunatic of a woman who painted on the hood of her car this Santa's Deb, and she's got like doves coming out of it, and there's like wreaths, you know, and she's gonna like see the hit counts go up way on her website. It's like, people are interested in Santa's Deb. No, it's just that Stooks in the Morning listeners were interested to see how completely frightening it is. She does have a good Christmas motif working. She's got green and white and red on there. So, you know, she's got that going for her, I guess. That's kind of sane. I don't know. Just odd. I mean, like, I think, what do you think? What's the creepiest thing in this? The email from Santa Claus?
Yeah, that was a little weird.
Dear Santa's Deb, well, the elves and animals and reindeer think you're the best dog groomer. What? I'm going to have to buy everyone your book. Don't forget to autograph them, Mrs. C. said. The North Pole is quite a ways from Kansas City. Santa's Deb, Santa and I think you're the best. You know that. We love you and miss you. When are going to come back to the North Pole? In Jesus Christ's name, Santa Claus. Amen, amen, amen.
No, Santa Claus is so religious.
I know. P.S. Ho, ho, ho. Hallelujah, you finally did your webpage. It's some weird Santa religious hybrid thing going on there from Santa. And Santa's illiterate. I never knew. So my question here is, she has her van all decked out. It says Santa's Deb on there. She's painted it with like oil paints or something. It's not a really professional looking job. That thing's going to, one good rain, she's ruined. Okay. On top of that, we drove by the dog grooming place, and it's all decked out in Christmas wreaths and stuff there also. So it's somebody who just takes Christmas a little bit too far. So the question is, if you're one of her friends, isn't it kind of, sort of, your obligation to say, hey, people probably think you're completely insane?
Knock it off.
Or do you just say, you know what, she's in her world, let her do what she does, that's just how it's going to be. You try to change somebody like that, call them out on it. 539-9750 or 238-0975 on the old calling out your friend on being a complete crazy. Stooks in the Morning, what do you think? Can you do that or not?
Well, yes, I think that's a wonderful idea. This is an unfortunate story. My girlfriend Angela, her daughter, who is just delusional.
How?
First off, how old's her daughter?
She's a teenager.
Well, sometimes certain teenagers can get, you know, a little bit odd and stray from the pack a little bit and do their thing.
She has delusions of being a Spanish soap star.
Excuse me?
Sometimes she thinks she's a Spanish soap star.
Wow. So, have you said something to her about it, to the girl?
Well, no, I've had to sit down with Angela and say, Angela, honey, dear, I'm sorry, but bananas is just bananas.
What?
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Her nickname is Bananas.
Well, does her nickname come because she's crazy or what?
I'm not sure. I haven't heard the backstory, and I'm just, I'm too worried. I'm too terrified at what the backstory would be if your nickname is Bananas and you're a complete mad woman who thinks you're a Spanish soap star. Okay?
Yeah.
So she thinks she's a Spanish soap star?
A specific one. There's a specific one. She thinks that she's her.
Oh. Yeah? So you say you didn't call out the crazy?
Yes, call out the crazy. But beware, if their name is Bananas, as that can get to be a slippery situation.
Okay.
Get it? The banana peel?
Oh. Ha ha.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.